Hello, listeners. We are so happy you are enjoying the podcast. One hope with this podcast is for more people to discover the amazing story of the Mahabharata. Liking, subscribing, and reviewing us helps other people discover the mind-bending story of the Mahabharata through our podcast. We also want to get better at podcasting, which would mean putting in more time and buying better equipment. So we have set up a Patreon, a method for you to financially support the podcast and get some exclusive Not Your Mother's Mahabharata benefits in return. Head over to patreon.com/spjayaraj. That is patreon.com/spjayaraj. patreon.com/spjayaraj to check out our cool member benefits. Our guest today is Evan Kingston, who you'll hear more about later in the show. All right, let's get started.
This is not your mother's Mahabharata. Beware. It's fucking epic. Hosted by S.P. Jayaraj.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Mahabharata with S.P. Jayaraj. I am S.P. Jayaraj. With me, as always, is my wife, Azure Anderson.
Hello, I'm Azure.
And with me today is Evan Kingston, my good buddy Evan Kingston. Hi, Evan. Introduce yourself.
Hi, guys. I'm a writer. We met in the MFA program at Hamlin. I think we went and played video games at your apartment in the Midway.
A party. We've been friends for quite a while, like since that first semester at Hamlin, I think.
I think it was your first semester. I think I started before you.
Oh, possibly.
Like 2007?
When is 2006.
That? 6?
No, maybe That's when I started.
Yeah.
No, I started 2005.
We hit it off. We've hung out and have just been friends, talking about writing and life and games and movies and Bollywood movies and just good times.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy to have you here to tell you this story. What is your familiarity with the Mahabharata?
I was an English major in college, but I was a religious studies minor and probably spent a month on it, 3 weeks on it, in a Foundations of Eastern Religions class. Fun class, my favorite professor at the school. Very good storyteller himself, so it definitely came alive. But I'm sure we scratched the surface, and I don't remember a ton. I mean, that was a really long time ago. I said 20 years ago.
My guess is that if it was a religions class that you covered the Bhagavad Gita, which is a part of the Mahabharata. So that is a conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, two characters who we will get to for the first time today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this one. This is the one that I'm kind of figuring out how to do this and thinking, which ones am I going to enjoy doing? This story has some like fun aspects of it, so I'm excited to get into this.
First appearance, collector's edition.
Yeah.
acknowledging our friendship, I think the comic books are a big part of it. So.
Oh, totally.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get going. You guys ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited. I'm really excited for this one. So one thing to know, so we'll start off with, you need to know this one dude who's now going to start to be a lesser part of the story, but right now still kind of the prominent fellow is Bhishma.
Bhishma.
So we've been following this family of kings, and so Bhishma is this dude who, so that his father could marry a new wife and have kids with that wife who would become the kings, Bhishma took a solemn vow in love of his father that he would not have kids, and he would not marry, and he would not have kids.
What about his mom?
Yeah. His mom went off in godly ways. His mom was a goddess. Was the goddess of the River Ganges.
Okay, so it wasn't like he was...
She was out of the picture after he was 16. So she raised him until he was 16 and taught him all these godly things and had all these, like, cool gurus and guys teach him all the stuff they needed to do or know how to do to be a king. And then she passed him off to his dad, who was the king. And so, yeah. And now he's, like, the regent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's... So
she's off doing her own thing now.
So one thing that I feel like we've talked about every episode, and we cannot mention it enough, there's a point when Bhishma is, like, 14 before he meets his dad, and he shoots a shit ton of arrows at the Ganges River and blocks it. Just with, like, a billion fucking arrows. Mm-hmm. So he's, like... To me, he's, like, the Flash and Green Arrow combined. So he's got skills. And then he's learned from, like, kind of the greatest people.
He also had dyed tips. Because he was a surfer boy. We're convinced.
Yeah. Our version, anyway. Yeah. Dyed tips.
Yep.
So he's been basically the regent and has been propping up kids. Like, his dad's kids to be the king. They died. There's been all sorts of stuff going on. Finally, he has grandnephews whose names are Pandu, Dhritarashtra, and Vidura. So these are the three now who are basically the highest... they're going to be king. So
one of them will be king.
One of them will be king. So the problem is this. Dhritarashtra, who is the oldest, was born blind. So even though they're raising him to be king, he's supposedly strong as a lion, that's something that's going to get in the way. Pandu, the second son, was born an albino. Fortunately, as we'll see, he had no other kind of like problems at all. Great, powerful warrior. He is the first assigned as the general of the armies. And Pandu actually is able to kind of go out and do things that the kingdom hasn't been doing for a while, which means maintaining the kingdom and waging war and capturing other kingdoms and kind of, growing the realm, so to speak. And then the third one, whose name is Vidura. Vidura was actually the son of a maid.
Illegitimate.
Okay.
Yeah. Vidura actually has all the skills, mental, to be a fantastic king. But cannot become king.
Illegitimate.
So he serves as the advisor.
Cool.
Cool?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about their wives? You're going to get there?
But so yeah. This conflict between the three hasn't been resolved as of...
There's no real conflict at this point. What's going to happen is that... The expectation is that Pandu is going to take over as the king. And Bhishma, he's the one who's teaching them all this and raising them. You know, he taught all of this to Dhritarashtra, and now he's starting to teach Pandu as well.
There's any discussion of, like, this is a complicated inheritance, tough spot we're in. What if the people, we just rule ourselves instead?
Okay. It's never come up for the people to rule themselves.
No, right.
Yeah. At least not in the versions I've read. That was our kitty Miles coming to say hi. So, did you want to talk about the wives a little bit?
Well, I'll just say that the one wife with the blind king made a choice that nobody understands. Well, I don't understand. I don't like it. I think it's a crazy idea. But anyway, so in solidarity with her husband, she has blindfolded herself for life. So she's also blind. With her blind
except
husband.
Except she's not blind.
I know.
I feel like she told him that.
I want that to be true. Because it doesn't make any sense. They could have been this amazing power couple. She's the eyes. He's the brains. All good. Like, they could just rule.
Even, yeah. They could rule. True. Mm-hmm. Even.
And raise not like idiot children.
A king, you don't need your vision. People like telling you stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway. But the wife with the blindfold.
Whose name is Gandhari.
Full disclosure, whenever in my life I've worn a blindfold, I've always been able to see.
She's always just cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's always just
nobody knows.
Yeah, always it's yeah. Like a little, you know, a centimeter above
if you
your
tell your sister, that's a beautiful dress. How do you know that? Oh, by feel. Yeah. It's pink, right?
Echolocation.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Exactly. I can tell the color by echolocation. If you look at the ancient artwork of Gandhari, you can see she's actually wearing like Ninja Turtle masks.
Yeah. Amazing.
Like, you can see the eyes. No.
Okay.
So
anyway, hopefully
yeah, so
that's valid to the story. I don't know.
Absolutely,
if it's
like that.
But...
So Dhritarashtra was born blind.
Gandhari, before she enters the kingdom, once it's all been arranged, she puts a blindfold over her eyes and has chosen never to see again.
What a waste.
It's at least given me a flavor of the what people are concerned about and the decisions, the stories about honor and stuff I often find very confusing.
Oh, it's yeah. Not,
yeah.
I completely agree and with that.
Ethos, what is it, an ethos or an emotion or what? It's just not something I'm super familiar with in a
personal way. There are varying ideas with why Gandhari did this. Like, was it like devotion? Was it because she was kind of pissed off at the fact that she was made to marry a blind person and was rebelling? There's like some darker stories as well. So, but this is the choice that she made.
This doesn't feel like rebellion. Rebellion would be looking at everything very intensely, all of the time,
like
at, and like, staring at the blind king when he doesn't know it. Like I think it's devotion.
You think it's devotion?
Yeah, I do.
Lovely.
I hate it, but I think it's true. Cool. I don't agree with it. I don't want her to do it, but I think that woman's devoted, hopelessly devoted to her king. I didn't sing it, so we don't have to pay for it.
So, nice.
I would have changed the words.
One thing that made Gandhari particularly like attractive to bringing into the family to marry Dhritarashtra was that there's knowledge that she worshipped the god Shiva, who has granted her the boon to have 100 sons.
Wow.
So in this whole thing where Bhishma has decided never to have kids and all the other men in this family have died, before having kids and they had to scramble to get shit done, 100 kids to Bhishma, I was like, oh my fucking god.
They're going
to
be scrambling a lot more with 100 kids to look at.
Yeah, but it's a large kingdom. Okay. They'll just, you know, the servants will raise them.
Sure.
So.
They'll just herd them. Herd the children.
So, Dhritarashtra marries Gandhari.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to switch. We'll come back to them, but we're going to switch to Pandu and his two wives,
mm-hmm.
Kunti and Madhuri. One thing to know about the way this happened is that there's something called, I'm going to forget the name now, so I'm not going to say it. There's a ceremony that happens where the princesses have like 1,000 people, kings or princes come to them, and they get to choose who they marry. So both of them, and they're two separate ones, there's, you know, one princess to 1,000 princes, and both of them saw these and married Pandu. Kunti married him first, and then Madhuri married him later.
I'm so surprised there's so many princes
around. I was just going to say that. That's I feel like that's too much that middle management in your
structure. It's got to be.
Fostering this unhealthy competition.
Yeah.
999 princes going away sad from this event.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to go to war with each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For no reason, because they're bored, because they're princes. They have nothing else to do.
Yeah. Well, this happened earlier in the story, and it went fairly badly.
It did.
Yeah.
So, I remember this part. Oh, boy.
Now, Kunti, the interesting thing about Kunti is that her father was actually in King Sula, who had a brother, Kunti Bhoja, and King Sula had two kids. And Kunti Bhoja didn't have kids and was just kind of tortured by it, just really wanted to have kids, that King Sula actually gave, when they were kids, still gave his brother Kunti to raise. So that's why she was renamed Kunti after that. So there's one point when she's young, and there is a sage who comes to town. Have we talked about sages in this story?
No.
So sages in this story are people who have lived in the woods, lived in the forest, been away from society, spending their time in deep meditations, devoted meditations, really focusing their willpower, celibacy being a part of that, and as a result, after years, gain special magic powers that even in some cases have rivaled the gods.
Depends on how long you don't have sex for.
Yeah.
Holding it in.
Yep.
It's the magic clench.
It is.
It's wild. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. So.
I could believe it.
Mm-hmm. We did a lot of this in the first episode. I did some research. And there is a part of like celibacy and yoga practices, which I find interesting to like kind of learn about. But anyway.
I guess, like the idea that, like, you know, like anybody, you could have the power of a god if you just cool it for. What are we talking about, though? Like 300 years or something like that? Or
some of these people are immortals, and they'd be, they're immortals by their practices.
So then you're like a, you know, 300-year-old sage, and then you fall in love and make it.
So
you shrivel up right away, like.
So
because it's like, it's like an Angel Buffy scenario.
Because we've chatted about it a little bit, both Pandu, Dhritarashtra, and Vidura, or sorry, not both, all three of them, their father is a sage who. And after the third fuck, he was like, never again. Like, he almost fell in love with the third one. And, like, then he, like, swore off women all over again.
He had to get out of there.
Like, if I do another one, like, and there's no, like, hard, fast rule, to my knowledge. But it was, like, that's kind of what I like about this.
If I have any more sex, I'm going to lose all this. Everything I've worked for.
I'm going to forget about immortality.
I might take a bath. He was apparently extremely filthy.
Yeah. I mean, that's a prime time to accidentally have sex, isn't it? Like a sudsy bath.
Absolutely. Just slip and go, whoops. I didn't mean to.
Hi there, listeners. Aside from being friends, Evan and I are also writing compatriots. I am a great fan of Evan's writing, and I really think you will be too. So if you want a free, that's right, a free Christmas gift from Evan, email betternotcry@proton.me. That is betternotcry at proton.me. Email betternotcry@proton.me and Evan will send you a free 2024 Christmas gift. Man, what a guy.
So this other sage, Durvasa, comes to town and comes to the kingdom, and the father, Kuntiboja, is like, alright, we gotta treat him right. And there's always this, like, honor and fear because these guys have magic powers. They like things a special way. If things go badly, you get a curse and you're fucked.
Exactly.
What about, I feel like the common people would sort of judge them, though, too, right? Like, they think they're so hot, but they're not even, they don't know what life is really about out there in the woods, stinking like that.
Or maybe they do. And they don't hang out with common people too much. So that's half the problem, too, right? Yeah. He's like, what the fuck do we do with these guys? So Kuntiboja asks his daughter to take care of him, which she does really well. She just tends to all his needs, just takes really good care of the dude.
That's nice.
Yeah, and at the end of it, he's feeling good about himself. He likes Kunti. And so he, like, kind of beckons her over, and he's like, I'm going to teach you this mantra. So he teaches us this mantra, which are, in my world, magic words. So he teaches her these magic words, and then, once he makes sure that she knows it, tells her, so with this, you can summon a god to you. And she's like, for what? And she's at this point, he realizes, after telling her the fucking magic, well, she's kind of young to know, I guess. So doesn't really tell her. But hopes that maybe she's figuring it out. You know, it's weird. Sex is a weird thing to talk about.
She can ask her girlfriends.
She can ask her girlfriends, yeah. But she's told that she can just summon a god to her. So, you know, so she's kind of like, yeah, right. You know, that's a big task. Anyway, the dude leaves, she gets on her way, and, like, you know, it's months later, it's probably spring, and she starts just having a great day, all the birds are flying, the grease is, grass is green.
Woo! Yeah. Now we're getting in it.
No grease yet. The grass is green, and she's basically horny.
Sure.
You know, as can happen. And so she's like, what is this? Let me try it. And so she tries the mantra, focuses on the god Surya, who is the god of the sun. And it happens. There's a blaze of light, and the sun god is, like, right before her.
That's hot.
Uh-huh, literally. She would agree. And so she's, like, you know, they kind of like look at each other and they have a little like chat of like, what are you doing here? And she's like, well, you summoned me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you not know exactly what the summons is for? And he's into her. Fun god, millions of years, billions of years for all I know.
Sure.
Still, you know, he came down.
He's still up to party.
He's up to party. He wants to party. Not drugs.
No, I know.
Just fucking.
Yeah, we know. We get it.
Okay. To make it clear.
You painted quite a picture since he saw
it. Yeah, it's fine. We get it. There's no pills involved. I'm glad. There's no pharmacy down the street. You know?
So she kind of like talks back a little bit and is like, well, if I have a child, there's going to be problems. My dad's going to know. And so he assures her that...
You can't get pregnant on the first time.
Don't worry, baby. I use the pull and pray method. I pray to myself.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
if there's any justice in the universe, I feel like the sun god could...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's one lesson to come from this, it's like, yeah, we should pray to ourselves more, right?
Yeah, sure.
So that's the lesson of this one, I'm sure.
Is it?
Cool. At least now.
Okay, cool.
He says, you'll have a child immediately. You know?
Wait. But I thought he was saying that, don't worry, baby.
You'll have a child immediately.
Oh, okay.
Don't mm-hmm. worry.
No one will
and
find out.
Your virgin will be restored.
What? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Your virginity will be restored.
I mean, that's what they all say.
Like a,
mm-hmm.
This guy sounds kind of skeevy.
Again, I feel like to the common person, they would say, like, that's I don't know if that's technically possible.
Yeah, the lady at the bar is just going to be like, sweetie, don't listen
yeah.
to him.
Yeah.
He's done this before to Patty, mm-hmm. you know.
And she wants kids or no?
At this point, she's 14 and wants to fuck.
Yeah. Okay.
And, like, she in front of her is a sun god.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's thinking maybe a little short term in this case.
Sure.
But you know, like, who wouldn't want to fuck the sun as a 14-year-old? So
sounds painful.
It was blazing. She did it. And what was interesting is that it wasn't just like sex, like there's kind of a date involved too. He shows her her world.
Wow.
Takes her to the land of the devas for a while, the gods.
Wow.
Shows her a good time.
What a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, not a gentleman.
Can still be a gentleman. Consensual.
Yeah. Yes, it was. It Fine. Was absolutely consensual. She has a grand old time.
Sure.
You know, next day, has a child.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Son goes on his way. The son god, like, cradles the child. The child has been born with golden armor.
Ooh.
And then a pair of golden earrings.
Ooh. Oh, I've seen pictures of this baby.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, I've seen pictures of this baby.
And the Hindi words are kavacha for armor and then kandala for earrings. Child is born.
Mm-hmm.
She's, what the hell do I do now? She's 14. She doesn't know what to do with the child. She is not ready to raise a child. Dad's gone on his way to, like, you know, light up the universe and shit. So
the kid didn't grow up immediately and leave.
The kid didn't grow up immediately and leave.
That happened once.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a little context for that one.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's a bunch of bullshit.
So, you know, she does what she can. She manages to gather some things.
Yeah, you don't even have time for a baby shower.
No.
No.
She didn't have any diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She didn't...
She's in high school, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in high school. First year of high school, 14?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, first year of high school. You know.
She's not getting into that college she wants.
No, not this
way. It's going to take a lot of work.
So,
sorry. Continue.
She basically makes a cradle for the kid. You know, asks, give the child a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Asks for...
Can she say the thing again and just bring the son back? And
yeah, but then she has to screw him again.
No, just
then she has another kid.
Yeah,
hand him the baby and run away. Here you go. Run.
Take me on another date with my baby to the mall. Let's get a stroller.
Yes. Yeah.
And then just leave him with the...
I'll be like, bring your wallet. Bring your wallet to the mantra.
I'm imagining she summons him every day and it's like they have a relationship, you know, and they're married and they...
That's awesome. He would hate it so much.
Yeah. He was like,
Like, is there a limit to the mantra?
No.
She's just 14 and doesn't think about it.
I don't know if you can call the same God.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay, well.
But even so, like, to me it's like, if the same God comes back, he just has another kid with the same God.
Oh, I guess she is getting pregnant every time.
Yeah, he's getting pregnant every time. Lot of
baby. Yeah. Let's just stop. Let's
you know?
Let's
wait,
not.
Is this the lady that was going to have 100 babies?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the other one.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And this is when she's 14. So she grows up. So basically, she says, sorry, she says,
if you're going to have 100 babies, you better start when you're 14.
I'm yeah, just... that's true.
Well.
Yeah, you want to be at least like 70 before you're done.
Yeah.
So.
Enjoy your twilight. Here.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
We have a lot of
no, that's like, these are the questions that I've been like looking at. I'm like, is this scientifically possible?
How does that math work out? A lot of octuplets. I get it over with.
Oh
fast.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
speaking of octuplets, we'll get to
no.
that.
No. Jesus.
So Kunti sends the baby down the river, all safe, does a prayer to the sun god and asks for the sun god to keep the child safe, and she moves on with her life. We will get to that child in a later episode.
So she's just hoping that the sun god was like, cool, I'll take care of this baby.
Yeah.
And it didn't
probably
just fall faith. Down a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Maybe she checked the waterfall. Maybe she didn't.
I mean,
but she did wrap him up fairly nicely and just...
So this little baby's like Moses.
He's in armor too,
mm-hmm.
though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And he's got earrings.
The other
yeah.
thing is, like, she had, like, no, it's, like, this child happened in a day, too.
It's true. She has no attachment to it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So. But what she does know is the mantra works.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then she goes up and they, apparently she was more mature after that, like, you know, this the big
scared
semi-traumatic
scared.
Moment.
Yeah.
Sex with a god. There's a lot going on in one day. So she grows up and then she's the one to marry Pandu. Pandu is the albino and then the warrior, the general who vastly expanded the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And the one who is most expected to take over as king. Still.
They can always put makeup on him.
Yeah. The albino thing is seen as a weakness, but it's not, just more like a visual one.
Mm-hmm.
But he's clearly very capable.
Mm-hmm.
So he's married then to Kunti and Madri. He does this whole, like, fighting for the kingdom and then basically goes on holiday. And he's like, I want to go on holiday to the woods. We're basically going to go camping for a while. Goes with his wives and he's on fucking cloud nine. Like, he's been doing very well. Everybody kind of loves him and... getting kind of egotistical and arrogant,
mm-hmm.
goes hunting, and he sees two deers fucking. And there's
sure.
law in the forest, and that by the code, that you're not meant to kill animals, any creatures, while they're fucking.
Okay.
Pandu in this moment just doesn't give a shit. Sees two deers, whatever, shoots his arrow, goes to one and the other.
Ugh, Pandu.
Yeah. And then
that's
they...
rude.
Transform into Rishis.
Oh no!
A Rishi husband and wife.
What is a Rishi?
That's these weird, not weird. That's these wise forest people.
Oh
no!
So basically,
wait,
these
the sages.
Yeah, the sages.
They were
sages
doing
the
it
same
though.
Thing as
so
a Rishi.
These
can
two
sages do it with each other, and that doesn't count against the celibacy.
Apparently.
These,
maybe they're just like low
community.
Power and they're just
yeah.
like, we just like sex, but we like a little bit of magic.
So these two sages have a pattern of, you know, chastising it up for like a shit ton of time.
Uh-huh.
And again, husband and wife.
Then they meet
and
up
then
as
they
deer
go,
and have sex.
And they do all kinds of sexual things.
Freaky.
Okay.
Yeah. And this time they were like, well, let's, you know, let's do it as the animals do it literally.
I felt sorry for the deer, but for some reason, like, people pretending to feed the deer is not, I don't feel as bad.
I almost feel worse.
Well, they
was, are they going to, did they transform as soon as
just
he shot them?
Get a house and a bed, I'm sorry, but it's surprising.
Listen, they were trying to spice things up. They've
yeah.
been alive for
to
hundreds
me,
of years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let it
yeah.
go, I guess, let it go.
To me, it's not that they were trying to disguise themselves as deer. It's to me that they wanted to be deers to like have sex.
They're just spicing
yeah,
it up
in new ways.
But like,
that,
how
to
embarrassing!
Me, that's reaching too far. That's
too kinky.
Is that embarrassing though? Like, okay, so they're having sex.
They are both
deer.
Deers.
I understand.
Yeah, because that changes the entire conversation. But then you shoot it.
They get shot and they immediately turn back into, like, human form.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I just... People aren't supposed to live forever. If it's boring, you're either doing it wrong or it's just time to let it go.
That's fair.
That's I understand that.
All right.
So, the deer.
The Rishi
places a curse on Pandu.
As they die. Still in their sex pose?
Oh, probably.
Yes.
Still in their sex pose. And they're like, telling...
Sorry, it's very visual for me. Yeah.
Well, it's good that it's visual because the curse on Pandu is... Next time you have sex, you die.
Whoa!
That's great.
Oh! That's not good for a king.
That's not good for a king. So
he's
Pandu...
supposed to make a lot of babies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Pandu's fucked. Not fucked. Never ever to be fucked again.
Pandu.
He meets up with his wife, tells him the shit that's happened, and is just, like, distraught, and he's like, fuck
all
this shit.
They both slap him.
Give it a, sure.
They should have.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll say that they slapped him and then they all cried together.
Oh my god.
And Pandu decides, he's like, alright, send word back to the kingdom that I'm just staying here now.
I'm worthless.
I'm going to stay here. I'm going to live with all these other forest people. Hunter-gatherer sort of life with my two wives and say fuck all to everything else.
Did they want to stay in the woods?
I'm not
going to
have kids.
Doesn't matter.
So, well, actually, no. That's fair. He actually said he was going to, and then Kunti and Madhuri both
said they would too.
Said they would as well.
Okay. So, well, that's kind of fun. Set up a cool cabin.
Yeah. Make some friends in the forest, which they do.
I mean, at least they have each other. Like, yeah. The wives have each other.
Yeah. And that's like, you know, sometimes they're competitive, sometimes they're like sister.
Oh, I was doing a winky.
Oh.
Winky thing.
Oh.
They have each other.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say anything about that.
Yeah,
no.
he's the one that's going to die if he...
Yeah, they're not.
That's true. Yeah. I haven't seen evidence of that in the text, but maybe someone just hasn't written that one yet.
I think that's the case.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I'm sure it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll run with that.
Yep.
So Pandu, however, does end up embracing this whole thing. He's like, well, if I'm going to be celibate, I may as well be celibate. Nothing to do about it. And so becomes kind of just more kind of at ease. Starts to adjust. But there are moments as well when it's like, I want to have kids. His grandma instilled in him this fucking idea that if he doesn't have kids, he's never going to get to heaven.
Oh.
Even though he murdered so many people on the battlefield, that's worth nothing anymore.
Oh, but that was all. Yeah. That was all good. That's what. Arguably,
that's
what
I'm saying.
That's right?
You can do.
Yeah.
All this great battles, and then mind if you don't have any kids.
If you don't have any kids, yep. None of that mattered. All that slaughtering you did in the name of righteousness.
Sounds like a religion.
Yeah.
Well, this is like very clearly like this is like what she was saying to him, you know, old wife tale, because she also just wanted to make sure the kingdom kept going.
Of course.
So he's got this running in his head, and then he starts having, like, he does his meditations, and he starts seeing visions of him having kids.
Aww.
And it's like, what the fuck? And he starts talking to these, the forest people, and then some of, like, the lesser rishis, basically. And they, like, remind him of things. They tell him that, like, don't forget that in our culture, in the way the system works, if your wife has kids with one of us, then that is your child.
Hey!
And so he kind of has this idea, like, he goes back and he tries to convince Kunti of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, this is something they told me, like, we can have kids. And Kunti's kind of, like, not, like, really into this, like, the idea so much. And this is, like, one of my favorite things. Pandu, to convince her and to that this is a good thing to do, he references this old sage. And he's like, listen, we know this from the Vedas. We know this from these old texts that they tell us about history. That in the earlier times, women could fuck whoever they wanted.
Really?
It was not a problem. It was not a problem at all. It was nice. Just how life was. It was good. All was happy. But then you had this one fucker... Sweta Keda.
Sweta Keda?
Sweta Keda.
Sweataketa.
We're probably saying his name wrong, but I'm kind of okay with it.
It's like
him.
Sweataketa.
So the thing about Sweataketa is that he's not even referred to as a Rishi himself. He's referred to as the son of a Rishi.
It's a dick.
Yeah. So his father is Udalaka. These are great names.
No.
Yeah.
Sweataketa. Sweataketa.
Kitty sweater
and
yeah.
Kitty sweater.
Say it again.
Udalaka.
Yeah,
that's
perfect.
Udalaka.
What is that Disney song?
Udalaka.
Oh, I'm thinking of Robin Hood. Udalali.
Oh, Udalali.
Oh, anyway. We should sing it. Yeah.
Especially
not
Disney.
No. No.
Udalali.
That's not making it in. So, yeah, so this dude came up with this idea that women need to be married to keep them down, to hold back their sexuality. That's when women, like, developed all these other things that
we find.
You
sure this isn't Christianity?
But this is saying it's good. You mean...
To hold back women?
Oh, you're saying Sweataketa is Christianity?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What was his deal? Why did he,
yeah.
why did he
feel
that
way?
This is the only, like, reference that I've seen of it. So
he
can make up. You know, clearly he got pissed off. Clearly, to me, he was just a misogynistic man who wanted to leave his impact on the world.
Sure.
You know? Probably very right-wing.
He's just jealous.
Yeah. Just didn't
jealous.
Like it.
Probably just heartbroken or something.
Yeah.
Down.
I guess that's the nice way of thinking about it. Well, his heartbreak ruined civilization, apparently. So, Pandu's, like, really trying to, like, put this, like, it's fine. You can go and fuck other guys. Like, we need this to happen right now. You know, and she kind of offers in this conversation that, like, why don't we just fuck and we, you know, if it's that important to you, kids, and you die. And he's like, no, I see myself raising kids, so that's not
okay.
Gonna happen.
When's she gonna tell him that she has a kid? Did I just spoil it?
Never.
Mm.
What?
She tells him at that point about the mantra that she has learned. So she tells him that.
Okay.
That I have, you know, and he's like, "Has it? And you're sure it works?" And she's like, "Yes, it works. I'm sure it works." Without saying anything as to why.
So he's also an idiot.
So time out. Has he ever had sex? Why doesn't he have any kids up until this point? He's been so busy battling, he hasn't.
That's one version of looking at it. So there's some, like, what's interesting about this text, like, some people have looked at this, like, what's the realistic stories here? Like,
mm-hmm.
What
yeah.
is the real idea of her having 100 kids?
Know.
Was that, like, a wish? And there's some theories that he was just couldn't have kids.
Yeah.
And then this was all kind of came up as part of the story to make up the reason as to why he couldn't have kids.
Oof.
Okay.
So.
I also like her... is like, all right, finally I'll admit the real reason I don't want to have sex with any of these gross woods guys
yeah.
is I can do it with gods.
Yeah.
Whenever
I
want to.
I've done it with a god. Not happening.
Yeah, there's no
yeah,
way I'm going
like,
after this
uh-uh.
muddy,
yeah.
So,
inexperienced wood guy.
Yeah. So, you know, so she agrees. Like, okay, like, well, you know, if I have to fuck a god, I'll fuck a god for you.
Oh, darn it.
Mm-hmm.
Shucks.
Yeah. So they choose the god Dharma.
Oh.
Who is...
He's so into it that he helps pick the god out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
He's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Who's going to be a good one?
Who's going to be my demigod son? You know? So okay. Like, all right, let's go with Dharma. So Dharma is this god of... He's kind of the god of justice and the god of death. He's also known as Yama. Usually for me and my, like, the way I've seen him is, like, when he's more connected to, like, death in the underworld, it's Yama. But when it's more kind of the life and
why
destiny stuff...
Why did I choose that guy? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Because it's kind of, like, I don't know the connections there, but it's something to do with destiny and death being connected, which makes sense.
Sure. That's true.
Hello, dear listeners. I wanted to tell you about my business, Imagination Life Coaching. Through Imagination Life Coaching... I work one-on-one with clients to help you achieve your life goals. I'm someone who believes that we human beings have incredible minds, but sometimes life, stress, and our internal negative chatter can turn our minds against us and pull us away from reaching our potential. But we have the ability to reverse this and go way beyond. Through Imagination Life Coaching, I help you imagine new possibilities for yourself, create new systems and ways of thinking, and commit to healthy habits that help you take ownership of your mind so you can achieve any dream you set your mind to. If you are a creative artist, I can help you delve deeper into your creative action. Visit my website, spjarage.com, that is spjayaraj.com, to schedule your first free consultation. All right, back to the show.
Pandu and Madhuri, they leave Kunti alone. Madhuri's like, wait, what's going on? And so like, I think I'll tell you on the way. Okay. We're going to come back and we'll have a child.
Ooh.
So goes and tells her, and like, and then Kunti kind of waits around at home. She does the mantra, and yeah, the god Dharma comes, and they have a magical night together.
Sure they do.
When Pandu and Madhuri come back, she is pregnant.
There you go. Done. Okay.
One day pregnancy again.
This is a full day pregnancy. This is a full term pregnancy.
Full term. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're like, it's a whole day this time.
This guy wasn't quite as virile as the sun god.
Yeah. The other one was, I think, also because she resisted a little about the idea of raising a kid and like going back to home. Not raising a kid, but going back
being
to
pregnant.
Her father pregnant, you know.
Yeah.
So he was like you
all
know,
right, I'll just make it quick.
Yeah. He snapped some sun rays together
and this
work.
And this god is like, this dude really wants the whole experience.
Yeah, he probably wants to rub her feet.
Yeah. He's really excited to, like, you know, feed her ice cream at 1 a.m.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't do that. Because he goes. Like, it was
no, not the god.
Life. No, the
Pandu?
Pandu, who wants to be a dad.
Yep. Pandu and Madhuri, like, treat her like a queen.
Of course they do.
She's,
that's
like,
awesome.
Glowing, you know, because of the whole sun god stuff. And they have a child whose name is Yudhishthira.
Yudhishthira.
Yeah.
Yudhishthira.
We are now seeing he is the first of the Pandavas. They raise up Yudhishthira in the woods, in the forest, being very happy. And then Pandu starts to get anxious again, and he wants another child.
Mm-hmm.
Goes, talks to Kunti again. Is like, it's time. Let's have another one. You know, mm-hmm. Which god do you want to fuck? And
They spin the god wheel.
They spin the god wheel, but Pandu's looking at
like
one of them.
They haven't been thinking about it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So they're both kind of thinking about the same one, and that is Vayu, the god of the wind.
Ooh.
Mighty, powerful god.
A mighty wind.
Yeah, a mighty wind god. Kunti's kind of like, you want me to screw him? Like, and he's like, yeah, totally. And so convinces her, kind of, but really, like, she's excited about this
one.
Well,
yeah.
You know, like, this is like fucking Thor.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. Like, wind god, he takes her all over the place.
Sure.
She actually, for this one, she leaves, because she felt a little funky about having the last god come to her home.
Can I just cut in and editorialize? It's been very windy today. Wind is like the worst weather function. I feel like this wind god is probably a loser. It's just annoying. I feel like a wind god would always be like blowing in your ear and thinking it's really sexy.
It's just annoying.
Yeah. His breath is hot.
Oh, well,
I mean,
fortunately,
I like wind, but maybe not as much as he's going to provide.
Yeah, well, fortunately for Kunti, she's very excited to get a lot of wind.
Oh, boy.
She climbs up the mountain, meets, like, does the mantra over there. He comes, he takes her around, shows her the world from different angles, shows her different countries, like, properly
blows
romanticizes
her,
blows in her ears for sure.
Yeah.
And then just, yeah, like, sex all over the windy world. No, time kind of stops.
Sorry, that was really gross. We can cut that out.
I can assume you can control it. He is the wind god. So
still gross. My apologies.
So next day, she comes down from the mountain and has another child in her. Now, when this child is born, this is also when we come back to it, this is when Dhritarashtra and Gandhari also have their first child. So the second child of Pandu and Kunti, born on the same day and as Duryodhana, who was the first child of Dhritarashtra and Gandhari back in the palace.
Cool. Are they keeping in touch?
They know of each other.
How are they keeping in touch?
People from the woods will go visit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're going to go with that.
They don't write letters or...
I'm going to say like, people in the woods.
Cause didn't...
Everything, this is all a oral
tradition. I'm sure there's a bird.
So...
Sure, yeah, there's a bird that can they bring talk a to the message. Birds and
the talking bird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can carry a little thingy. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with that.
We're going to go with that. Okay.
There's a talking bird in mine.
Okay. Nice. I love it.
Okay.
It's actually a talking elephant eagle now that I think
about
it.
Oh, yeah.
The elephant eagle. One day we'll see an actual elephant eagle.
Did you hear? She's knocked up again.
Now, keep in mind, though... Yudhishthira, this means, was born as the first of this bloodline before Dhritarashtra and Gandhari had any of their kids.
Sure.
So we'll get back to that.
It's not a race. It's not a race.
It is a race. It's totally a race.
But they live in the forest.
Yeah, but they still... But the idea was they thought that they would never have kids.
That's true.
Mm.
And now they're popping out like real special demigod kids.
It's true.
So it happens again. Pandu's like, I want another kid. What do you say? Manages to convince her. This time she has sex with Indra, who's king of the gods. And the son to this encounter is Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Arjuna. So okay. Arjuna is the one who is part of the Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
The other half of that Bhagavad Gita is Krishna, who is also born at the same time Arjuna is born.
Oh boy!
And when they find it's Kunti's brother, but basically it's Kunti's family, her cousin. They let them know that it's Kunti's brother's kid. Krishna is. So Krishna is cousins on their mother's side. With the Pandavas.
Okay.
And there are thoughts and ideas that these two are known as the two who are... They're basically both incarnations of Vishnu.
Okay.
So there's this projection that they will have a very special bond, which definitely does kind of manifest later.
Is Krishna... Is there a god in that coupling to produce him?
Wait, say that again?
To have Krishna, is there a god that is one of the parents?
Oh, I don't know.
Is Krishna a demigod?
Is Krishna a demigod? I would have to go back and look. I do have that somewhere. The interesting thing about the story of Krishna is that apparently that wasn't part of the original Mahabharata. But then as the story was redone, retold, and then because it's connected to all these other aspects of mythology... In some versions of it, they included more stories of Krishna in the Mahabharata. Madhuri, if you remember Madhuri, poor younger junior wife Madhuri, starts kind of pouting a little bit.
They haven't taught her the mantra yet.
No.
He could be having more kids.
Yeah.
He could be if she'd be willing to have sex with anyone else.
Yeah. So...
What's wrong with her?
Later, Pandu goes up to Kunti again and is like, I'm pretty sure I'm meant to have more kids. And Kunti at this point is like, no. Like,
This is enough.
You know, I've been with four already. And Pandu thinks that like he's that like the fourth or like the first and then the other three gods. He doesn't realize she's talking about like the other sun god. He's like, I've been four already. I probably wouldn't survive it another time. You've got three kids. I'm not
You're
having
welcome.
More kids.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Talk to your other wife.
Talk to your other wife. But, you know, not that you can fuck her, but...
No, I know, but...
But Madhuri starts being upset and starts kind of making this fuss. And she would like exactly that. She would like Kunti to teach her the mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And Kunti's kind of resistant. Like, she is the first wife.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely enjoys kind of being the first wife and... She's like, well, like, I don't know if I want to, like... But in the end, she's, like, convinced. I'm like, all right, I'll do it for her, like, the one time. You know, I have three kids.
Sure.
So they agree. Kunti teaches Madhuri the mantra, the magic words, and then she's got it. They're like, all right, who are you going to call? And she doesn't tell them. You're like, oh, it'll be a secret. And Kunti's like, why is this a secret? Like,
because you guys have been doing this secret behind my back the whole time.
Yeah. I think she was in on it. But
did she get to pick?
Yeah.
No, I don't think she got to pick. So, yeah, good point.
She can pick whatever she wants.
Yeah. She can pick whatever she wants. Okay. So.
I think that's fair.
She decides she wants to go out into like a forest grove.
Sure. That sounds nice.
Yep. So she goes out into a forest grove and Kunti and Pandu leave her be for the night and then come back and she's just glowing and super excited. She had a fantastic time with the Ashwins, or the Aswins, the twins, twin gods. So she.
I applaud that thinking.
I do that. That's how you do it.
Yes, girl. That's good.
Yep. And as a result,
double pregnant.
She's gonna have twins.
Double trouble.
Because that's how all of this works.
Simple math. That's amazing. Simple
math. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very easy to
figure
out.
So smart.
Uh huh. So she has two kids, Nakula and Sahadeva.
Nakula
and Sahadeva. So we now have the Pandavas.
Okay.
We have Yudhishthira, we have Arjuna, mm-hmm. we have Bhishma. Bhima.
Bhima, not Bhishma.
Yeah. I do that still. Bhima, Nakula, and Sahadeva.
Okay.
Here we have the Pandavas.
So what's so exciting about the Pandavas?
So the entire...
They're a team up.
Okay, so we're just going to do it. Okay. So Gandhari. Remember Gandhari and Dhritarashtra? The ones living in the palace, older son, older king, blind king.
Yeah. Blind king, air quotes, blind wife.
Yep, and she was going to have 100 kids and everything was going to be okay.
And she has three kids?
She doesn't know how many
point?
Kids she has.
Yeah, right now.
She doesn't know. Every day she tries to count them all.
Hold still!
She, for the first year, she got pregnant, like, before Pandu even left.
Okay.
Pandu has since had Yudhishthira, full pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
Has come to term. And Gandhari is still pregnant.
Is that right?
No.
She has been pregnant for, I believe it is 2 years.
Oh, no.
And
what's growing in there?
Happy.
No, of course not. That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
They need to cut that shit out.
Dhritarashtra has himself become frustrated, and he's had another kid with a maid whose name is Yuyutsu, which I think really is just bad form.
Yuyutsu.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not Yuyutsu's fault.
I know. I didn't mean to roll my eyes at the child.
There you go. Gandhari gets, once Yudhishthira is born, Gandhari then goes really just a little bit crazy and starts beating on her stomach. Meaning
that
she...
I don't blame her. Like, that's insane.
Beating till she bleeds.
Oh, God.
This is important. I'm glad we have the female perspective on this.
Jesus
very
Christ.
Interesting story. Beats on her stomach and then out she gives birth, in quotation marks, to this iron-heavy lump of flesh.
Oh, my God. Nightmare. The stuff of nightmares.
Mm-hmm. Iron-heavy, just a big ball of, like hard flesh.
And this is the Blind King's child.
Yeah.
He made it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was he cursed, besides the blindness?
No. All we know is that she was promised that she would have 100 kids.
So just like 100 pounds worth of kids in one ball.
So she's like sends the maid to kind of get rid of it, and then
she can send a maid somewhere. In this point, she should be bleeding to death.
Yeah,
she should be bleeding to death.
She should be bleeding to death.
Somebody sewed her up, I hope.
Yeah, blessed in some way, I guess.
Jesus, I'm imagining like square too. I don't know why.
Yeah, it is
like a block of flesh.
I believe
bloody
it's a ball,
flesh.
But a square is like a ball.
I'm seeing like a medicine ball.
Yeah,
sure.
That's exactly what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like a big
leather medicine ball.
All
right. I can get behind it. I still don't know why I think square. Doesn't make any sense.
As she's this has been taken out, we have the sage Vyasa, who's coming before in the story, and he sees this and he's like, "Whoa, what is like?" Takes it back to Gandhari and and Gandhari's like, "You promised me that I would get 100 kids." It was, I believe, Shiva who performed the who granted the wish, but Vyasa definitely. In some stories, Vyasa is responsible for her having 100
kids. So they called Vyasa in. Or he just wandered in?
He was there. Maybe he came at the right... He does have a tendency to be there at the
right
time.
He just shows up.
Yeah. And so...
He shows up when dinner's ready. This time it was...
this time it was...
A lump of skin.
More going on.
Jesus.
So, he promises her, okay, look, just calm down. He takes the lump of flesh.
Don't tell her to calm down. She gestated for 2 years and got a lump of skin.
It's over gestation.
And she didn't die. It's amazing.
And she didn't die.
Okay. Yep. Continue. I hate it.
Vyasa sprinkles some water on it and kind of softens it up. And he starts pinching off the pieces of this clay flesh. And he asks the servants to bring him 100 different containers, or clay, let's say clay pots, full of ghee.
Holy shit.
This goes very well with some of the ghee conversations we've had before, Evan. So, ghee.
This episode is brought to you by Ancient Organic Ghee. Ghee is life.
Ghee is life.
Sorry, that's for my work.
So he starts pinching off pieces of flesh, pieces of like clay flesh, and putting them into the different containers.
You didn't describe it as clay-y flesh, did you?
No, but that's exactly how...
You said it was iron.
You said it was iron.
It was heavy. Like, iron heavy. But it is flesh.
But it's clay heavy.
But it is flesh.
Clay's very heavy.
It's the texture of clay, the weight of iron.
Yes. You got it.
What does it smell like?
Yes, tell me what it smells like.
Probably.
Blood?
Probably blood.
Cool.
Other parts.
Blood and earth.
Yeah.
All right,
but it smells way better once you put it in ghee.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's covered in butter.
Yeah.
Ghee is life.
Ghee is life. So, puts it into these little to incubate in the ghee, and the kids start to grow.
This is amazing!
In these pots. And right at the end, Gandhari also wanted a daughter. Unfortunately, there was a little left, and so she's also going to get a daughter. The clay pots grow. The first clay pot breaks. And it is the birth of Duryodhana. This is when Bhima was also born. Mm. And every fucking evil omen you can imagine happens this night.
What?
Just make up your own fucking evil.
When this little baby pops out of its clay pot?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine they had little labels on each pot and they named them all ahead of time.
Yeah. They all do have names.
Like little chalk. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're not going to name 100 kids in one night. It's not.
No. They have time.
That's what I'm saying. If you're come up with 100 individual
names. Yeah, you got to think about it.
No repeats. Yeah. You got to name them all, go back.
Think about all the options for teasing.
We got 10 repeats in here without even trying.
Just put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 at the end.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Sorry. One with an H, one with a T, one with sorry.
We'll go through the alphabet 4 times and that'll cover it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Duryodhana is born, and all this evil shit starts to happen.
Oh, no.
Like, you see all the animals associated with evil. You see them, I don't know. Makeup, like I said.
Frogs flying from the sky.
Yeah. Foxes eating crows, all sorts of shit. And they're like, what is
elephant
this?
Elephant eagles stamping down houses.
Elephant eagles, creatures that don't exist and just to destroy
everything.
I can't do
that still. I'm
going to
figure that out.
And... So they're concerned.
You should do some after production.
I will.
Mm-hmm. So there is concern, about this. And they go to Vidura. Remember Vidura, the third son?
Yeah.
From the maid who was supposed to be the wisest of them all?
Yeah.
And his solution is to kill the child. He's like, this is ancient Indian Satan we have here.
Oh, God.
It is a demon in this kid.
But they don't know that.
Well, all these omens are saying that they know that.
Yeah. Could just be a coincidence.
And by some readings of this, the responsible thing to have done here is exactly what wise Vidura said.
Throw that clay pot off the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fortunately, or unfortunately, you know, the parents do not agree to that at all. It's the firstborn.
Okay.
What's interesting about this is that... And then, well, later than the other 100 kids are born. So then you have the Pandavas, who are the ones in the forest right now.
And there's 6 of them?
Well, there are 5 of them, but then there's also...
5 plus the mystery 6.
Yes, plus 5 plus the mystery plus Karna.
Karna.
The gentleman who will become Karna, who doesn't know of his past. And so it's the 5 Pandavas and then the 100 Kauravas. So the entire Mahabharata, that battle that happens when Krishna talks to Arjuna, that happens on the eve of the great battle at the end of, like, towards the end of the Mahabharata, which is basically the armies of the Pandavas versus the army of the Kauravas.
Okay.
And the stakes are the crown of the kingdom.
The stakes are the crown of the kingdom. Right now, there's no, you know, they're just babies and kids now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Right now it's Muppet Babies.
Yeah, we're still early in the story. Yeah. Right now it's the Muppet Babies. We're still very early in the story, but now we've seen these ones being born, and this is what it's going to be. What is interesting is that since this one, there are all these other versions of this where, in most cases, in most, like, it's the Pandavas are the good and the others are the bad. The Kauravas are the bad. But what
I feel like. 5 against 100, just my natural inclination is the
right.
Right.
The numerical.
You would think, right?
Yeah.
So
just for a good story, too, right. Watching 100 guys kill 5 guys.
Yeah.
It's not,
that's,
you're not going to fill up. To my understanding, this is a long story.
This is a long story, yeah. That would be 10 pages.
Yeah.
And that's when they're really, like, stretching that kill. So it's that. But some versions of this where people believe that, well, these were actually the good guys. But in most cases, it's the Pandavas, the good guys, and these guys. And that the reason I say that is that for all we know, one way of interpreting the story is the reason all these bad omens happened was because these two were born on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to have a hell of a fucking clash in the
future.
Sure. Multiple clashes in the future.
Sure.
All I know is that when people fight, there's no good guys or bad guys. We're all losers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... That's like, you just wasted the entire reason to tell you the Mahabharata. Like, that's basically, that's the ending. You're, yeah, well, as this might be our final episode now.
Oh, no.
It what doesn't mean it's not an exciting story.
Yeah.
There's, I mean.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can still learn the lesson or just
yeah.
know it, so we'll be fine. Anyway.
Yeah.
You guys got any final comments, final questions and things to
that sorry? 100 babies, that was good. That is such a visual.
Yeah.
I want to see that animated into, like I said, a Muppet Baby scene. I want them to, like, slowly pop out of their little clay pots and go, and then they pop out and they go, and then there's some bad ones and some good ones are like, hey, stop that. You know, and I just think it's wonderful.
I know this is a reference that Tish will get. I have, with the clay and the glass, or the pots, I have a visual in my mind of it's like a Tool video and they're
sure.
all starting to like
yes
yeah
to light.
It also reminds me of Wonder Woman
yeah.
for sure
mm-hmm.
so all these Amazonians
one here. Thing I want to mention
very interesting
as well is that here's what's interesting about these 100 we had Kate Shuknak on last time who you know
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We both know well all three of us know and
we
she mentioned how like sometimes when there's because the 100 thing came up earlier. And sometimes with the 100 thing, it just feels like that's just like a thing people will say.
An exaggeration.
And the thing is with this, when I first came across these 100, I was like, oh shit, this is the story. It's going to be something to do with these 100. Apparently these 100 are like barely mentioned. There's like one other brother who's like very vicious apparently and brutal. But otherwise, these other 100 are not mentioned much throughout the Mahabharata except as being Kauravas.
Do you think they just got kind of handed off to different servants and different people around to take care of them? And so they just kind of blended into society?
Oh.
And then when they got called to action, they would come up?
Yeah, they're probably like,
you know,
the,
but like if
in
they're not,
the army of the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, I mean, we're brothers and sisters, but like, eh.
Yeah.
We don't really know each other.
Yeah, there's a lot
you
of
know?
Them. Mm-hmm.
That one lives at the bar with Patty. And, you know, the window knocker guy. And,
yeah. Just 100 clay pot babies.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta find places
just
for
out
them.
In the town.
And so it's just, they give it, they just like, hey, you're gonna raise this baby now, mm-hmm. thanks. I don't know where else they would have put them.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, and that's why they don't talk about them. Because mm-hmm. they don't talk to Patty very much.
They don't talk to Patty much.
No.
Well.
She's kind of annoying. So.
So, now we have the Patty theory as to what happened to the, why there's no mention of the Kuravas.
Yeah.
Yep, we'll have to dig deep in the text. Now I'm really hoping there is a Patty.
Oh my god, what if there's a Patty?
Yeah,
but Patty, not, but if it's like, but it'd be like Patty something. Like, it would just uh-huh. be that, that'd be her nickname.
With a really long last name.
Mm-hmm.
In the Elric books by Michael Moorcock, there's mm-hmm. a, they're like, he has like a whole eternal hero cycle, and they always like meet up across the Moorcock verse with like other heroes from the other books, and there's like a, like a B-level character called Jairi O'Connell.
Yes!
And it's like spelt, you know, with like a couple apostrophes, and it's like J apostrophe H.
Oh my god.
A, and like it was before, written before Jairi O'Connell was
oh.
you know, the coolest actor ever, but okay. I always thought like if they ever make a movie or a TV show, he needs,
it has
to,
be
he
him.
Needs to play Jairi
it O'Connell. Has to be him. That's amazing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, I love everything about that. I love it because it's just like this little tiny little nugget that somebody was like, this is hilarious. I'm putting it in my very serious book.
I love all the names in here, too. There.
Yeah, so I have a list of all the
I
names.
I feel like
these.
I want...
I'm not reading them.
I feel like I want a set of 100 trading cards, which like each guy's
oh.
name and like a great drawing.
That's cool.
But then like holding their...
Yep.
personal effect that helps you
remember
oh,
yeah.
what they're
I wonder
up
if
to.
That
like,
exactly.
Here's the clay pot I came
yeah.
from, where like...
I mean,
and it's just like a broken shards behind him with his name partially on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Here's where I come from.
Uh-huh.
That'd be amazing.
And you get something special if you trade in your 100
yeah.
Your 100 Kuravas cards. Extra special if you get like Yuyutsu and
what's the golden baby called?
Karna.
Karna?
Yeah.
So Karna, the Karna card would be
yeah,
bright
like
gold. And it'd be a specialty
foil.
Card.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, foil card for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seeing
and,
all of these.
And you get a little one little earring with it. But you have to find the other one to get the other earring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am sure this has happened.
They have to exist.
I would like it to have happened.
We're going
to
look later.
Maybe I would have liked it to have happened. This sounds very commercial.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, but there's like Bible trading cards. I can't believe
look for merch
that.
Later,
yeah.
everyone.
They
look
have,
for
someone
merch later.
Hasn't commercialized.
I would
if
love
no, to. If no one has, we're going to do it.
Yeah. We will be, well... the Indian mythology or the Hindu Hobby Lobby. Thank you all for listening to Not Your Mother's Mahabharat. Evan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Awesome. Everyone, have an imaginative day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Not Your Mother's Mahabharat. Please like and subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss our next episode. My name is Satish Jayaraj, and I am your storyteller and researcher. My wife and co-host is Azure Anderson. Azure also wrote the theme music, she did all the editing and producing, and essentially did all the work to get this podcast to you. Without her, it would just be me swearing ancient stories to friends in our living room. Join us next time for the next installment of Not Your Mother's Mahabharat, and have an imaginative day.